אז חר כיסא צוסטיחו ובחלבוס דחולטיך אל תיכו חול וחוקד עצות צוטה בטיסטה בוקטיך עולם דחולטיכו אקטיך ובאוך ובתוכשבו לדחטגוס דחולגוס קוקוס ולאב דחל ועזיסטה ואיך חזבטיך חכרות צוטה באוס טבוך Stal kabul at Zabatik as Jikatik Kulat Ulalbut. So to blow with the Zacht for Tis, that's of Tis as Zidual for the Tis Stola. Oh, that's its birth. Tagus and Sukh, the Lab Kalbadish. So to look at you, oh, Stabako at Tis of Lutra Chalavat, Altis Parko. To Lab with Sutum Kubuok for Tis. Tis let's watch whole quick on the quartz. Tis stub for that is let's power to the core. Raso tis tis as so was good salad, so tis the ash had. Oh, Mulatag zucked for Kuskok was so to quark that's loved. Charles of Badish Bull loved. Hij zult hem ook niet gaan gerust of geen te bouwen. Ook geen dat we tien circumstaties die het land in staat bouwen tien. Maar tabels in de laven blok oorlijk. Laven dat zult hem ook wat tien. Oh. Hoe dat je doen leert hem. Waar we dit is of schoolkwams tot eet ze tien verstaanbos noemt. Mae'n clywed chdi'n clywed chlywed llysiacil. Tog o'ch stab yn gwych yn chalt yma fos. Dwi'n lawr mwy'n chwalen mwy'n mwy'n trwy ti'n cael chlywys o. Llawr gwych chlywed chlywch o. O, ei mysiwch. Ei mysiwch ti'n cael chlywys. Ei mysiwch. Leil ti'n o'ch sy'n mys dîl ti'n ads gnwb sy'n ti'n a ti'n biaw. Ads gnwb a ti'n biaw. Lagwitz to Bokotis Biao Tis Hachlos, Tolk was loved from the Skeda Kusasuris, a teeth to Chashids to Chasavit. Tlavul, oh, good. Reluk Tis Lokotis Hachlos, Gulahaya Bokotis Biao, Gulahaya Bokulahaya Bitro. Vas Kobos, Lavin Tis Hachlos, Ukhida Otis at Kuhaya Bits. Oh, Tok Chidu Haya Bits. Left is a suya tatsatsus. To hechdach chuchova. I've laid osokchuk of chashu sokchuk. What a good chashu seed. Oh, tilabachotsok teeth kachos. Oh, atsawa teeth as is the teeth that's allowed to the teeth co. Well, it's all teeth kachos. Rebuts aside. Tas kolum chid tis tutsas kolum chid af tutum tu itu chid. Mural tis tskar chid tis kukos taku. Si vitsu lab tis tutsas kolum af tutum chid kubo tslikum chid itu. Mural tis tskar chid u lab av duk tis tutsas tis tkako duk tis tsobin bidati tutum tu as chid. Chid as tek lekane su uko tis chid adu. Ohok chid kukubo tskoko chid a lab kuk tis. The leal tisko, guawa atse. Tsot tis biao, chayam tis biao, tsot tsot bati. Ola chikud zgua tima kutusach. Abil hula atse tku lukshi tida tis tatsa skol, gulis hulu kone tsin guid chaos tsin. Hoi gulu tsot bati, guate tis guhulu tsiste. Ay tsot tis biao, Hoe gaat het laal op z'n tief tot z'n toeslag? Goeie. Zo, dat is het. Oh, dat moet heel rustig schrik samen toe. Maar het zult die het z'n. Moet tief zoet z'n. Moet toch z'n doen het chaos z'n. Maar het kaak in de klas is de kuslaat z'n zo'n liefst. Je moet samen goeie kusus god stiet het z'n klaar met z'n kaak in de klas zo'n klaar z'n klaar met z'n klaar 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 I ohawks were coqua, great quarts as cans, double teeth, that's all lamb and she will teeth co. These are flats as old to our good foot's cocky. Oh, it's a chinese Easter, that's as we are. Oh, be out, teacher. So to teeth hackles, oh, die, corrupt teeth at all, it's a good whole harsh quiz, quiz a race, quiz what's a soul, quiz answers to a book of blapper. Talbaz is the teeth talabats. Lama of the teeth talabats, oh, harsh. To lamb will all forever stays be out. So to, so hackles, you all could have to lack. Well, the whole church was washing the teeth at his telling me, which is crack, I can so harsh teeth at God. If the teeth at Calabats, so Joe added a cushion to lack at his telling me, teeth at Calabats, so Codovo, so be the clown blarded him. So teeth be am. Oh, I was slumber. This whole is teeth not so scrap. Just, told here just a minute ago. That's been told by the old people from as early back, as far back as it could be recalled. It was between the fox, known as Biao in Indian, and the fox in English, and the coon, known as a Hachlis. The coon was traveling. It was late in the evening. He went out. He went to the creek. Went out fishing. He wanted to get a fresh fish, so he went out to the creek where there's some salmon are spawning. And he tried to catch some of the fish as they're spawning, and finally he caught one. So instead of taking it home, he was quite hungry, and he decided to build a fire. So he went and he built a fire, and made a stick, and he took the fish, and he cooked the fish in the fire, campfire. So he stayed there. He cooked the whole fish. He didn't butcher or split the fish, but he took the stick and put it right through from the head up to the tail, and he cooked it as a whole in the fire. So he stayed there, and he waited and waited and waited. Just about one side of the fish was cooked, and he turned it over. He turned it over there, and then he sat down in his campfire waiting. And finally he got sleepy. He got so that he couldn't hardly open his eyes, and he didn't know when he fell asleep. Long, late, then in the night. So during that time, unexpected fox. Fox was traveling that late in the night, looking around. So he saw a fire, and he went to the fire. He got there, and he knew that the coon was there, sitting on the fire, campfire. And he noticed the fish was cooking fish there, perched on the stick. And when he saw that fish, he felt wish for it. He'd like to eat that fish to make sure that coon was sleeping. He went up and sneaked up to the coon, and he looked at him and made some little noise. No, the coon was sound asleep. And then he went and looked at the fish. The fish was cooked. He decided to take the advantage of coon and eat his fish. He took the fish out and he laid it and got cool enough, and he started to eat it. He ate the whole fish, Mr. Fox did. When he got through, and he saved enough meat, fish meat, and he went up to the coon and he opened his mouth. He was sure that he was sound asleep. And he took this fish meat, and he started to rub it and stick it in between the coon's teeth to make him believe when he woke up that that he was eating his own his fish and went to sleep again. So he turned around and he took the charcoal, and he kind of dampened up Mr. Coon's face. They start to mark in the black spot, then everyone would notice, and striped all over, and then all his back, and mark it, as we see now, the coon's hide when you happen to meet him. Well, when he got through with him, he left him. He walked away, and it was just morning, early in the morning, when Coon woke up. He was got thirsty. He looked around. He says to himself, "I thought I was cooking a fish." And he looked where he seen the stick where he cooked his fish with, and he seen the bones were laying around close to the fire where he had his fire. And he says to himself, "I must have ate the fish." And he felt in his teeth. He said he picked out some fish meat from his teeth, and he decided, determined that he did eat it, but he must have fallen asleep again. Anyway, he was satisfied that he had the fish that he cooked for himself. He looked for the water. He went to the water to the creek, and there's a kind of little eddy on the creek, so almost still water. He went in there to take a drink. To stoop down, he saw a face in that water, pictured right there. And he looked at it, and he backed out. Thought to himself, "What can that be? I've never seen anything like it." So he decided to make sure again. And he stooped down again, and he, just as he gets closer, and the closer he gets to the water, the closer this face from what he seen from the water. He got scared. He thought to himself, "What can that be? Wonder what's under that water there." Yeah. So he didn't know it was his own face. And he decided to move to another place, maybe, but there was something under that little eddy. And he went to another place, also a little eddy backing him from the creek. And he stooped down. He must drink water. So he stooped down, and he seen the same thing. And he began to think now what it could be. "I never seen anything like it in my life," says the coon. So he decided to look for spring water. Well, there might be a spring somewhere that it's running and have a little outlet, maybe, that where he could take a drink. So he walked and walked, and finally he come to a spring, and it runs down to a little creek, and then there's a kind of dampened down and makes the water kind of still and deep. He went in there to take a good drink. Soon as he stooped down to try to take a drink, he saw the same thing. And he said, "Now what can that be?" He thought to himself. "I've never seen anything like it." To make sure, he did the second time, same thing. And the closer he gets, it seemed that that face gets up, it's up higher, closer to him. So he decided to not take any chance and take a drink. So one boy, out of his mind, couldn't get away from it, thinking what I've seen. Well, he was walking along, here comes Mr. Fox. Soon as Fox got inside of him, and the fox started to laugh and laugh and laugh. He didn't know what he was laughing about. So they got right close together, get together. And the coon says, "What are you laughing about?" "Well," he says, "I'm simply laughing because I never seen you like you are before, like what you look like now." He
remember what now the book. So,
Corn then, he said, he told him that he was thirsty and he was trying to drink, and he always, every time that he stooped down to take a drink, why, he seen something in the awful looking face. And all kind of mark. So Fox, he starts to laugh again, and he says, well, somebody must have played a trick on you. Someone might have came over there. Well, and I says, Coon says, I don't know. And Fox would look at him, and he'd turn around and start to laughing. And the Coon says, well, what are you laughing about? Well, it says, I'm just simply laughing because, you know, I never seen you the way you look. And the Fox then says, did you eat your fish last night that you had cooked in the stick in the fire campfire? Coon looked at him. How do you know that I had a fish cooking a fish in the campfire? Well, it says, I was there. Coon looked at him for a while, kind of getting angry. I don't know, I might have ate it, and I didn't know whether I did or not. But when I woke up this morning, I had some meat, and I seen the fish bone, and the stick that I used to cook the fish was there. And I had a lot of fish meat in my teeth. Well, I don't know whether I ate it or not. So Coon says, so you was there. Are you the one that bit that fish and you rub all that tea or that fish meat on my teeth to make me believe that I was eating that fish that I cooked? And Coon, he got angry and he showed his teeth at him, you know, he was mad. And the Fox, he just laughed over it and laughed over it, says, you told your teeth. It makes it worse. So, if you listen to me for a minute, says the Fox, I came there, and you were sound asleep. And when I seen that fish, and I know it was just about cooked, ready to eat, it was quite a tempting to me to pass away such thing, and I was hungry. So I stopped there, and I make sure that you were asleep. I turned around, and I let that fish, and I was the one that but put that meat in your teeth. And I am the one that took the charcoal and I marked your face and I marked your back. Now, the clothes that you're wearing and the face that you have now, it'll be your face for all your lifetime. Never will be changed. Go wash it in any old way, you'll never get it out.